Hello, Market Access 2013 tutorials. This is going to be the first in a series of tutorials showing you how to create an invoice system. The invoice system I'm looking to create will involve taking payments that have been made towards bookings and taking charges that have been levied against bookings. So, for example, the charge of the room for over a period of time or any extra charges, putting them together and creating an invoice of a running sum. I'll quickly show you what I mean. If you go and get access to the very first database, the very first what do you call that, download, that's it, I forgot. Okay, yeah, if you go and get the first download from the download page, you should get something like this. Okay, so if we go to, unfortunately it's not under invoices, it's under reports, which will change. We'll go to invoices, and click on Mr. Hudson, click on print, and this is what you should get. So we'd have invoice number 4, the date of the booking, ignore this number, the guest, and then we'd have all the details regarding invoice. We would have, for example, a charge for the rooms, which equals 840 including VAT. There's the, so that makes the balance minus 840. Then you'd have the charge for the second room, which is 720, which makes that minus 1560. Then there's BA payment of 1000, so that puts the balance down to minus 560. So we're essentially using a running sum here. If you do go to the first download, it might be slightly different because I altered some of the figures, but the concept's exactly the same, which is if it's a charge, it decreases the balance, well, makes it more negative I should say, and if it's a payment, it puts the balance closer to zero, and obviously ultimately you want them to finish on zero balance, which means they've been charged for everything and they've paid everything. So let's get rid of that, and we'll get rid of that database, put that in the bin. Okay, right, now we've got Access 2013 DB45, which is where we're going from now. So let's open that one up. And you go to the download section of the website by following the link below the video, and you can find that one. Password is the very original password. Okie dokie. Okay, right, where to begin? We need to begin by creating what's called a union query. And we need to create a union query because what we're trying to do initially is we're trying to take all the charges and put it in one query. And there's two main different places we keep the charges at the moment. One is essentially under booking details, because we've got a check-in date and a check-out date, and we've got a room. So what we would do is we would take the charge per night for the rooms and multiply it by the dates for the check-in date and the check-out date, and that'll give us the charge we're levying for that particular room, that particular time period. But another place we keep charges is in table extra charges, and these extra charges are things like mini bar, TV package, extra lunch, etc., etc. So we're actually keeping the charges in two different places. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take them and we're going to put them together in a union query. So how do we do that? Well, let's close this. And in fact, let's close main as well. I'm going to create a query. So first of all, just create a query that you would want to see. So we'll look at the charge for the rooms first of all. So what tables are we going to need for that? So we're going to need table booking details, table bookings, and table rooms. Add them in. Okay, so let's, so we're just making a standard query at the moment, we're not doing anything fancy. So let's go booking ID and booking date to run that. Okay, back to design view, and then what we need to do is we're going to create a column called item, and item is going to list the, I think, the room and the date difference. So we're going to use some concatenation. So click into the top row of the empty column, click on Builder, and unfortunately the property sheet's put itself right over there, which is annoying. But we're going to say item and then semicolon. And in open and close quotation mark, so we're actually building a string, pardon me. So room, and within the open and close quotation marks, put a semicolon space, and then we'll say and table rooms dot room number. So item, so room and table rooms dot room number, room da da da, and then and. So it's open quotation mark space, a dash space, close quotation mark. And now we could really do with being able to see here. But I think it's table booking details dot check-in date. And same as before, table booking details dot check-out date. So what we're doing is we're actually sort of building a string. So this should say something like room 201 dash and then the check-in date dash check-out date. So press OK. Let's just get rid of this property sheet and run that. Room 201, 15th of May to the 19th of May. Okay, so now we just need to add a column to create the cost of the booking, and the cost of the booking is going to be the number of nights times the cost per night of the room. So we'll click in here and say cost, or we just call it cost actually, or should we just call it charge? Let's call it charge, and we'll say date diff. So we're going to use the date diff function, and date diff function is a function where you pass in two dates. So that's the first date. No, it wasn't. The first thing is the interval. So actually, let me start that date diff function again. Okay, so you pass in two, well, you pass in an interval and two dates. So the interval I want is days, because I want to find out the difference in days. Then I want table booking details dot check-in date. So you put the early date first, and then you do the later date second, and that'll give you the amount of days. So I'll just show you that for now. So there's the amount of days, and then we're going to multiply that by the table rooms dot cost per night table report. No, it's okay, and we get, yeah, so we get the charge now. So booking ID, booking date, item, and charge. Okay. So this is the first query we're making. And now what we're going to have to do is we're going to make the second query. And then what we're going to do is we're going to join them together. Now the key thing when you're making the second query, and that the second query is going to revolve around these extra charges here, is that you get basically the same amount of fields of the same data type. So we've got number, date, text, currency. So when I make the second query, I'm going to make number, date, text, currency, and then it'll be able to put them together. So we say create query design. So now we'll go table extra charges, add that in. Do I need any more than that? Extra charge, date, item, amount. Yeah, we will, I think. Booking details, IDFK. Yeah, let's go table booking details and table rooms. Okay, so we need booking ID, so we'll just take that from table booking details. The next thing is a date, so we will use extra charge date. The next thing we need is that column called, it doesn't matter if it's called the same, but it's called item. And we'll say, we'll do a similar thing actually, we'll say room. And which room do we want? Well, room number. Room number. So table rooms dot room number. And item room 207. And we need to say what it is. So where it says item here. And base, well, let's put that dash, and table extra charges dot item, and space, and I'm trying to think if we want to put the amount or not. No, I think that's all right, actually. We can just leave it at that. So press OK. Just press run. And we get item, room 202, dinner. And then just at the end, we just need the charge, which is amount. So there we go. We've got our two queries now. Okay. So how do we put them together? Very simple. Take the first query and drop it into SQL view, and then take the second query and drop that into SQL view even. Highlight both lines in this case, Control C, so we've copied it. In the first query, delete the semicolon at the end, press return, and go union, that should actually be capital letters, union all. Press return and then paste in the second query, and now press run. We've actually put the two queries together, so we've got the charges down here and we've got the bookings up here. But one thing we do want to do is want to organize it by booking date. Now when you're ordering, you have to use the name of the fields up top. You can't use the name of the fields down below. So we'll say order by table bookings dot booking date, and that one there, run that. Syntax missing operator. I do something silly. Sorry, the space there. Okay, so now it's taken everything and it's ordered it by booking date. Key point, even though the second query, it's table extra charges dot extra charge date, you still use the names referred to in the first select query, which is table bookings dot booking date, and it does it for everything. Okay, so now we'll just name it, save it and call it query bookings costs, or query booking costs extra charges union, and press OK. Okay, and the second query we can just get rid. All right, so that's a union query. A little bit complicated, but key points to remember with union queries: you create two standard select queries, but make sure that the fields, they don't have to be named the same, but make sure that they use the same data type. So if it's a number for the first column of the first query, it needs to be a number type for the first column of the second query, and then you've got date, in this case text and currency. So we've actually got four different field types here, so just make sure they're the same. And then when you put them together, just remember little things like to remove the semicolon from the end here, use union all, and then add the second one in. Things like order by, you need to put right at the end, and any names you're referring to in the order by clause need to be from the first select query here, otherwise it won't work. Okay, so thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next video where we'll be doing that all over again, I think, because we've got a second union query to make. So see you then.